Three men have been found guilty of multiple charges connected to an attack on security guards who were protecting a repossessed house near Strokestown in County Roscommon almost 5 years ago. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been following the case and he joins us now. Paul, 5 years ago, you might begin by reminding us of something of the background to this.
Yeah, Brian, this case relates to a house and the surrounding 12, 13 hectares in Falsk outside Strokestown in County Roscommon. It had been repossessed by KBC Bank 5 days earlier, and Anthony McCann, who lived there, and his two siblings had been forcibly removed. Now, security personnel were staying at the house, sleeping and keeping watch in shifts. But at around 5 a.m. on the 16th of December 2018, around 20 to 30 people wearing balaclavas, hoodies and yellow fluorescent jackets arrived at the house armed with chains, pickaxe handles, a meat cleaver, baseball bats and hurleys. The door was smashed with a sledgehammer. Four security men on duty were attacked. They were forced to the ground. They had their shoes removed. Their hands were tied with cable ties. The windows and doors of the house were smashed. The men's vans and cars were set on fire. The prosecution said the goals of the attack were to get the security guards out of the house and ensure that they didn't come back.
Now, in relation to the evidence that was heard in court today, the court heard from victims of this assault.
Yeah, throughout the course of the trial, we heard from a number of victims and some distressing evidence in some cases. All the victims gave evidence of being terrified and in fear of their lives during the attack. One of the security guards who had been attacked told the jury he thought he was going to die. Others described running for their lives and jumping into a river to escape the mob. One security guard, Ian Gordon, described how his German Shepherd dog, which was called Quinn, was beaten unconscious with a baseball bat and how he himself was forced to eat the dog's face. The dog was later put down due to the severity of its injuries. It was the prosecution case that the men were involved in a joint enterprise amongst themselves. Defence lawyers claimed the evidence against them was too weak and the prosecution case was flawed and contaminated. However, today, 44-year-old Patrick Sweeney, who's a builder from Highcairn, Remelton in County Donegal, 58-year-old Martin O'Toole, who's a farmer from Stripe, Irish town, Claremorris in County Mayo, and 56-year-old cattle farmer Paul Byrne from Boyle in County Roscommon, were all found guilty on 15 of the 17 charges they faced. They were convicted of false imprisonment, assault causing harm, arson to three vehicles, aggravated burglary, criminal damage, violent disorder, and causing unnecessary suffering to an animal. They were found guilty, not guilty, on two of the charges, arson to one of the cars and robbery of a wristwatch from one of the security guards. A fourth man, 43-year-old David Lawler, with an address in Navan in County Meath, who's a security worker, was found not guilty on all counts and he walked free from court this afternoon.
And sentencing will take place at a later date?
30th of June, Judge Martina Baxter thanked the jury for the attention and time they'd given to the case. They retired to consider their verdict Thursday of last week. They deliberated for almost 14 hours. It was a three-month trial and the other three men were remanded in custody for sentencing on the 30th of June.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent, thank you for that.